Welcome back to Let's Thrive the Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Feichels, and today we have a life chat and recent reflections episode. These past few weeks have felt like a lot of internal processing for me. And what's neat is that as a content creator, between this podcast and Instagram and all the other little things I do, I'm able to really see like what cycle I'm in of life, you know, and what season I'm moving through. And there are these seasons like where I've been in where there's a lot of internal processing happening. And in those times, I don't really feel inspired or the urge to create content, to record podcasts, to write captions, to, you know, even just in general create, because it's a lot of processing. There's a lot of things happening and shifting and going on. And then there are the cycles and the seasons to follow where it's like I'm integrating everything that I just processed or experienced. And those are the times when I feel all the inspiration to write the captions and record the podcasts and do all of the things, because I'm so excited to share what I've gathered and what I've reflected on and what I've processed. And I'm so excited to just put it out there and see who else resonates or see who has a similar idea to, you know, talk about it with me. And so that's my roundabout way of saying that I have been trying to record this episode for like 2 weeks, and inspiration was just not striking until it hit me today that, oh, I'm in a processing season. And what does that mean? That means that I just get to share about what I've been experiencing, and it's going to act as a reflection and a mirror to any of you listening so that you can pick out what resonates and then leave what doesn't. So to start off, I want to highlight the fact that it's currently March as I'm recording this, and I've shared this before, but March is what I view as the actual new year start to the year. So often we think of January 1st as this like rocket launch off point, get your goals, set your intentions, cast your vision, it's go time. But in reality, January and February are very much so still these like hibernation months meant for inward journeying and processing and letting things come up and being with yourself and really like preparing for March, which is the new year in the astrological sense, in the natural sense, right? It's spring. That's when things are blooming and coming back to life. And astrology season, it's Aries. Like that's there. I think it's the Chinese New Year's. It's the Persian New Year. Like March is in all of these other ways and cultures and essences, the actual new year start that we so often think of as actually January 1st. And so for me, I've been really feeling that energy all throughout March of like, this is the actual launch off period. Like this is the time for me to set my intentions and cast my vision and create the goals that I want to pursue and go after in this year to follow. And so my March has included a lot of, as I said in the beginning, inward processing and reflecting and really looking at my life and everything around me so that I could get really clear and really concise when I'm casting my vision and intention for how I would like this year to go. With that, I know it's kind of out of my hands and life, universe, God is going to like steer and direct me as it may. But overall, I just really wanted to create space and clarity around what's working in my life, what's not working in my life. Where do I want to shift to? Where do I want to grow to? What do I want to leave behind? What do I see for myself? What do I see for my life? How can I contribute to others? How can I expand in these ways, right? Asking myself all of these really like internal reflection questions and external, I suppose, to cast the vision that will help me kind of like choose what I do in the weeks and the months to follow, right? It's going to help me create intentional action if I know like, okay, this is what I'm moving towards. This is what I want to create. Does this choice that I'm making right now align with that vision, or does it align with the past? Does it align with where I want to be, or does it align with who I was and who I am now? And so it just gives me a bit more of this like bird's eye view and perspective of what's the bigger picture here? These daily actions, these daily choices, these daily decisions that I'm making, are they serving past me? Are they appeasing current me? Or are they serving future me and the version of me in the life that I want to create and that I want to live and embody? So that's just some lighthearted reflection processing, journaling, all the things that I've been doing lately. But it might seem out there or a little like woo if you're not too deep in this like world of, I don't even want to call it spirituality, but just this world of like really getting to know yourself. But for me, it's just been such a like almost compass, a North Star. As the last few months, I've really felt as though I lost myself, and it's been this journey of finding myself again, or just finding different versions and different parts of me perhaps. And I'm so grateful that I'm at a point in my life where I can spot the patterns and spot the cycles and see the seasons and know that just because I feel as though I lost myself for a while, a bit there, and I now feel like I'm finding myself again, guess what? That's going to happen again and again and again, because that is life. It's this ever-evolving evolution of moving through the seasons and shifting with the cycles and the patterns. And so while the last few weeks and months were challenging at times, and I had a lot of dark nights of the soul, or I heard somebody rephrase that as dark nights of the ego, and I really like that. Dark nights of the ego, dark nights of the mind, whatever they may be. Although I had a lot of those, I also had this kernel of peace within me of knowing this is temporary, this has happened so many times before, and this will happen again. And how I move through it this time is going to guide how I move through it next time. And so that helped me once again, like go inward and reflect on, okay, I'm feeling lost and confused and like I don't know what the fuck I want with my life and where the fuck I want to go. And I know this is a heightened moment, a heightened season. Things will work out, things will shift, and God and life and universe is going to put little like pebbles and stones in my path that will either be like a hint for where I'm going next, or they'll have me stumble a bit and then I'll recalibrate. And no matter what it is, like I just have this trust that things are being guided and laid out and worked out as they may. And that's been really helpful for me too, of really releasing a bit of that like need to control and the need to know. And I saw this post on Instagram, and I might mix up the words a bit, but it was essentially saying like you can only I'm trying to think how to phrase it because I don't remember the exact wording, but it was along the lines of like you only have such a known capacity for where your life could go. Right? You've only seen so far as to where your life could go, and to know that it could be even better than your wildest dreams or what you perceive to be like the reality, and trusting that whatever you believe in, whether it's God, universe, source, life, or nothing at all, like believing that there is more possibility and more opportunity and more capacity to grow into versus than just the like simple image we have in our mind. And I think a great example of this is that for the longest time, I felt so stifled in my career and work field, because for me, like I grew up in a small town. I didn't see any career options for me besides the very typical standard 9-to-5, right? Of going in the medical field or going into finance or like some sort of business thing, just like very stereotypical jobs that are great and serve some people. But I just knew they weren't for me. But then I felt this like heavy weight of like, well, what is there for me then if I don't want to do that? And then, you know, I started building my online presence through social media, and I started to see like, oh, there's people making money doing these things that I never knew was possible. But even then, like I didn't really see how I, like Emily from small town Pennsylvania with no college degree or, you know, seemingly visible skills, could do what these people were doing online. And so I would try to dream or create goals around, you know, what my career and work would look like, but I always felt stifled and like I couldn't see what was like actually possible. So I would just settle for like, oh, maybe I'll manage a restaurant and on the side run a podcast, or maybe I'll, I don't know, like, guys, I had like no hope, no idea of what I could ever do. And then once you know, in comes these little possibilities and these little opportunities of, hey, do you want to help me with SEO and blog work for my blog? And hey, do you want to be my virtual assistant? And then next, I just kept going with these opportunities and these flows that came into my life. And next thing you know, I was expanding my understanding and my capacity for like what was possible. And so then I was like, oh, so I got this one virtual assistant job. Now I see where that could scale until someday, like I'm making enough money to live and I'm, you know, working a job I love as a virtual assistant for somebody that I admire. And oh, okay, I did this. Now I see how that could go from here to here to here. And so it just goes to say that, you know, whatever that meme was that I was trying to say, like we can only visualize and dream so big within our capacity and perception of what we know to be possible. And so when you can let yourself trust that there could be more and there is more and there is a grander vision and a grander path that you'll eventually find yourself on, and whether it's 3 months from now or a year from now or 5 years from now, there will be a point when you reflect back on where you are currently and you're like, wow, if only they knew what was coming and what was possible and what would unfold, like that. That's the magic and that's the peace and that's the trust that I've been really doing my best to channel these past few weeks and months with a lot of shifts and heaviness sort of like weighing me down. Was how can I reconnect with that magic and that trust and that peace of knowing everything will work out, probably better than I could ever imagine and probably better than I'm even hoping for right now. And leaning into that level of like magic and trust and peace, it's not easy, at least for me. All right, I'm someone who spent most of my life functioning out of straight logic and controlling and making things happen and going out there and just like seizing life. And those are all great qualities and attributes. And I love that I have them. And they can only get me so far if I am trying to make everything happen, right? Because I can't make the dream job opportunity land in my lap. I can use those skills of logic and I guess control is not really a skill, but I can use those skills of like logic and the go-getter mentality and all that to really like build a cool portfolio and like put great work out into the world. But then the big picture items, the big thing that I'm actually craving and desiring and calling in, I can't make that happen. The same goes for relationship, the same goes for healing, like all of these examples in life where there's only so much you can logic your way through or, you know, apply your skills to until you ultimately have to surrender and trust and make peace with the fact that whatever happens, happens. And it might look like how you expected and it might not look like how you expected. And that might be for the better or it might be the not so great. But no matter what, it's happening and it's happening for a reason. And whether that is to propel you to your next level of growth or to help you learn a lesson in this season or to connect you with a person or a new skill or just help you gain a new perspective, whatever the takeaway is, there is a takeaway. And the more you're open to seeing what is the takeaway from this experience, this season, this opportunity, the better things get. Because then it's no longer like, fuck, why did this happen? And I hate life and this is horrible and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like you go down a whole spiral. You can always go down the rabbit hole spiral. Or you can choose to do what might feel a little bit more challenging or a little bit more foreign and choose to see what's the glimmer in it. What is the takeaway? What is the lesson? What is the one gratitude I can make of this otherwise shit show experience and situation? You can choose to do that one thing to start yourself into an upward spiral where yes, things may feel out of control and chaotic and mismatch and you don't know what's what and what's where, but at least you're spiraling upward versus downward. And someday, some moment, that spiral will chill the fuck out. And it won't feel so off center and like it's pulling you all around and you'll feel grounded and centered. And instead of being down at the bottom of a cliff when the spiral ends, you're gonna be up, 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 up. At least that's what I'm telling myself. Now, I want to share a recent magical moment that sort of ties into what I was just talking about there with the magic of like the trust and the surrender and the peace. And that is a few weeks ago, my friend called me up and asked if I'd be able to help him with a videography gig where he was going to be filming this musical performance for South by Southwest here in Austin, and he needed support to be running some of the cameras. Now, mind you, I have no clue what I'm doing when it comes to professional videography gear. Like, I use my iPhone and that's it. So I was trepidatious and I expressed that to him of like, look, I'd love to help, but you know I have zero skills in this department, so, you know, just laying that out there. And he's like, no, you'll be fine, it'll be great. And so I agreed. And by the time the event was coming up, I didn't really know what we were doing, but I was feeling so much frustration at myself because I was like, why did I agree to do this? I don't have the time. It's not worthwhile. Now I'm missing out on dinner with my friends and blah, blah, blah. I was just like going, just like spiraling with it. Downward spiral in that case where I was just like, fuck this. Why did I agree to do this? But I had agreed. There was no backing out. So I drank a matcha because it was going to be a late night, like a 6 to 11 p.m. on a Saturday after I'd already had a long day. So I drink my matcha. I muster up some like positivity. I'm like, you know what? It's out of my hands. Like, I'm just going to go. And so I realize on like the day of this event that it's at a church. And I was like, oh, how interesting. Like, lately I've been talking with my one friend about how I'd love to visit a church and sort of like reconnect and heal my church wound. Because growing up, you know, I grew up in a Catholic church and there was a lot of pressures and things thrown on me that I didn't really want to be told to believe. And there were a lot of odd instances with like, you know, losing my mom and losing faith and losing that connection to God. And so for a while now, I've been thinking how cool it would be to go to a church and be able to be in that place and be in that space, but without the conditioning that I had in my childhood. But I was like, well, how do I go to a church without going to like, I don't know, I don't want to go to a service and I don't want to be a part of like any specific one religion. I just want to be in church and like a place of God. So to realize the day of the event that it was in a church and it was going to be this like live music concert creation, like, whoa, this could be dope. So I get ready, we go, and it turns out to be one of the most magical nights I ever could have imagined. And going into it, like I knew it could be a long night and there'd be a lot of work, but I just was sort of like, you know what? I trust that this is going to be whatever experience I need it to be. It's too magical of a setting for it to be anything less than that. So we spend the first like bit setting up the cameras and getting everything ready. And it's just like taking my breath away to be in a church again. I haven't been in a church in so, so long. But to have it be out of the typical like church service and have it be just such a like unique experience where we're setting up the stage and it's covered in flowers and plants, and the two artists that were going to be doing a live set, it was sort of like the artists were, it was Eduardo Casillo and then Plant Wave, which is this technology that uses that hooks up to plants and creates music based off their energy frequency. Look it up. It's so cool. Anyway, so they're setting up the stage covered in like plants and flowers and just all these magical like nature scapes. And then they're starting to play like bits of the set and the music. And it's this beautiful angelic sort of like frequency music, I suppose is the best way to explain it. And I'm just up in the back like pews, like upper deck of the church, looking down as the sun's like streaming in through the stained glass windows as this angelic music is playing, you know, and there's not a typical church thing in sight. Okay, well, we're in a church, so there's a lot of church things in sight, but there's no, you know, like priest or pastor, and there's no robes, and there's no like, there's none of what I remember from my upbringing in the Catholic Church of the like stiff and quiet and serious and dark, like, it was just such a new experience for me of like, wow, this is like a place of God that is filled with so much like love and light and just robust energy right now. And this like feelable excitement for what the night was going to bring. And so I just kept getting like more and more excited for what was going to happen. And so then the show begins and there's this beautiful harp, like woman that plays a harp that goes first. And it was just so magical. And then the main artist comes on, the Eduardo Casillo and Plant Wave, and they're doing their set. And at this point, it's like 10 o'clock at night. I am so tired, but also so wired because I've just been like walking all throughout this church, taking videos, setting this there, doing that. And I'm sitting in the back pews up on the, like, it's what I said before, but it's like the back pews up on like a high deck in the back of the church. I'm all by myself. I have the full view of the church in front of me. There's people lining the pews. Everything is dark except for candles and these like beautiful lights shining down through the stained glass windows onto the stage where they're set up. There's all of these plants and it's just this like peaceful, peaceful scene and energy in front of me. And they start playing and the beginning music's, you know, it's good and stuff, but I'm like, I could just feel it was like building towards something. And then towards the end of the set, as I'm sitting up there all by myself in the dark, looking down at this all happening, they start playing this just like, I don't even know how to explain it besides like angelic once again, this angelic frequency music that is just like moving into your body and moving into your soul and bringing up the emotions. And they said this in the beginning of the night, that music is medicine, and it is so true. Music is literal, like pure creation, and it's able to move through us and move in us in ways that like nothing else really can through the frequency of sound. And so if you've never been to like, EDM is not a great example, but like house music or anything like that, where it's like beats and it's frequencies and it's stuff you can literally feel in your body. Like you can feel it moving through you on a cellular level. And that's what this was. So I'm sitting in the back there in the dark, looking down at this beautiful scene, having this angelic music wash over me. And I just felt like I was hit with a wave of emotions and memories of like so many things, of just like the years I spent in church feeling so small, and like I couldn't share my true thoughts, and like I was just having all this like religious text and religious information like shoved at me and shoved down on me, and feeling like I couldn't express what I actually believed and what I actually thought to be true. And then I also remember like the highlights and the joys of like the community aspect of it, and having a place to go where you could feel that connection to God, and singing the songs. And I've always loved to sing, and the church songs and hymns were always just such a like highlight for me. And then I'd get hit with waves of memories of, you know, when I lost my mom and my aunt and all these other people in my family, and the amount of funerals I have sat through, and the resentment and the dark emotions that would arise in me after those funerals, as I, you know, was forced to like sit there and be confined in this church setting and follow their rules for how we should honor and respect our past loved ones, right? And I just had all of this coming through me, and I was crying up there in the back of this church, and it was just so healing. Because as that all came through, and as I acknowledged all of those memories and all of those moments, and then I let them go, I was then able to be completely present with who I am and where I'm at today. And I was able to feel into like the body and the psyche and the soul and the self that I am today, and feel the love and the gratitude and the wonder and the awe and the magic of this life I've co-created with universe, with life, with God, and to really be present with this like reconnection I've had to my own faith and my own trust and my own belief in this greater power out there that's just connecting us all. And it was so freeing and peaceful, and had me go from crying to like silently laughing to myself of, wow, this is the magic of life. This is the magic of following the breadcrumbs and having these, you know, opportunities that you just never would imagine, right? Like I never would have thought that I'd be in a church filming a concert, late on a Saturday night. Like, that's so against my usual things. Like, that's not something I ever would have usually agreed to. But because I didn't think to ask, oh, where is this videography gig? And what all does it entail? Because I, for some reason, didn't ask those questions and I didn't find out until the day of, I didn't have any like past influence having me say like, no, I don't want to do that. Or no, like, I don't want to be in a church. Instead, like, it just happened. And I found myself there and it turned into one of the most healing experiences I've had in a while. And it just reminded me once again of that peace and the magic and the trust that things are just, they're happening as they may. I've been saying for so long that I wanted to like heal my church wound and reconnect with God in a sense and do all these things, right? But I didn't know how it would happen. And I even tried to make it happen at some point, right? I was trying to find a church that I could like go to just to sit in once and not attend a service, but just sit in there. And I couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't find one. It wasn't going to happen. And then I kind of forgot about it and boom, life's got me. Gives me the opportunity, leads me down the path, and I find myself there crying, laughing, ending the night having so much fun with my friend at this videography gig in a church. And it just was like, wow, that's the magic right there. That's probably all I'm going to share today. And I know that was a bit of a roller coaster, but that's what's happening right now. Those are the reflections, those are the experiences. Those are the things that have been really on my heart and soul lately, and perhaps they resonate, perhaps it got you thinking about something else, or perhaps you just like listening to my voice. Anyway, I appreciate you being here and listening through, and I'd love to connect if you have any thoughts, reflections, if this moved you or touched you in any way, or just, you know, you want to talk, I'm here. So you can find me on Instagram at Emily Feichels, along with all the fun things that I do and create on the daily. So I hope to see you there, and I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye.